Jamestown was swampy and dangerous. Progress through the first few years there was inconsistent at best. I was tasked with establishing a new seat of government upriver from Jamestown.
Thomas Dale and his men established the nation's second colony on a bluff on the James River, just around the bend from where Jimmy Dean lived. Virginia. Entertainer and sausage king Jimmy Dean chose to spend his last years in Verina at his home on Chaffin's Bluff overlooking the James River, and he became a big supporter of neighborhood causes, including the park in Chester, just down the river.
Donna Mead and her husband Jason have been very generous to us.
Charles Grant is executive director.
And have recognized that, you know, our educational mission jives very closely with what Jimmy's passions were, especially later in life.
On Mother's Day, May 11th, the Jimmy Dean Music Festival is set at the Richmond Marriott, featuring Bill Anderson and Donna Mead, his widow.
Within several weeks, the fort's walls were built, ditches dug, and the foundation of our Commonwealth of Henrico well laid.
And there is a lot of history. It became the nation's second colony, home of the first hospital, and for a time, Pocahontas.
Today, one can enter Henricus Historical Park and discover the world in which the Powhatan people lived.
Some 30,000 schoolchildren visit every year, and gifts from the Jimmy Dean Foundation help make that possible. And proceeds from the May 11th Musical Festival will help to design and build a new academic facility on the site. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.